Oh my God, that's so funny that we had two new Sarahs. Oh my goodness, too funny. Okay, so I'm so glad that little chat thing works. All right, so sorry about that, sweetie, but so funny. How can we help you today?
So I want to know how to get out of my own way, because I know there's a lot of good stuff coming and I know that I've grown a lot. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to the chance to make changes, I kind of balk at them sometimes.
Okay, so what do you mean balk at them?
Go, oh no, well this happened in the past, or I'm scared that this might happen, and then I don't do it or find a distraction or do something different. And okay. I know I'm close to figuring it out. I just am not quite there yet.
Yeah. Okay, one moment. One moment. Okay, so what they told me is fear of self. Fear of self. So that's what's going on. So let me tune in and see what we can bring through for you regarding that. And say your first name, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy because I'm not the one that has to do the work. I'm sorry. But it's about trusting yourself. It's about trusting yourself. And you are correct. You are correct. Sarah, say your name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
Oh my God, I am so excited for you. I mean, honestly, I am so excited for you. When I tune into you, my whole body vibrates. I get truth chills that are coming through, just like extraordinary. I don't know what you got going on, but what you've got going on is really fantastic. I mean, you got really good stuff, so I don't know what it is. I don't even probably need to know, but what I do know is that, but it's good. I will say this. I mean, I just got truth chills coming, and it's still coming, by the way. It hasn't stopped yet. It's not stopping, Sarah, just so you know. It's still not stopping. What it has to do with trusting, it has to do with trusting the self. And you don't have that yet. So let me tell you my quick story. I kid you not, this is a true story. A few years back, I wanted to channel. I wanted to bring through the masters. I knew I could, I knew it was there. And what I was told by another well-known channeler was the exact message I'm giving you. I mean, like word for word. I actually took notes, and I would photocopy you the notes, and you would giggle, because it says trust of self, you know, and I think yours was fear of self, what came through, but the energy, like you fear of self, really, truly, that's how it feels, and it's really about loving yourself to wholeness, really about, let me see how to help you do this. But that's just how close you are. That's just how close you are, because it wasn't, I don't know, 2 years ago maybe, that I was given a very, very, very similar message. Okay, and say your name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
Okay, one moment, please. And say it one more time.
Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a thing, thing that I'm dying to say right now.
Okay.
First off, the thing, what you were talking about the dog, the little lady with Michelle with the dog.
Uh-huh.
I had a dog that died suddenly from cancer, and the dog came back to me and said, she needs to love on the dog. Like, that's what's happening with the dog, him taking on her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog wants from her just to be loved. Just mm-hmm. love. Even if it can't walk, carry it out to pee, bring it back in the house, and just love it.
Mm-hmm.
That was that hurt I wanted to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, so I can apply to be a teacher, an adjunct teacher in a college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having the hardest time writing my Vita because I'm more administrative than Vita. Mm-hmm. The second thing that goes along with this is I have some of my own channeling or animal nature stories that I want to write. Mm-hmm. And I sit down to write and I stop writing. And my next step has to do with writing, and I need to get over the fear of writing or the fear of myself or trusting myself or knowing that I have something important to say, yeah. whether it be in the more 3D or 5D or however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. Well, that explains all that very powerful Kundalini energy that kept rising through me when I tuned into you. So that absolutely explains all of it. All right. So one moment, please. They said it's about teaching you that you hold the finest gifts in the land. Truly, I really look forward to seeing what comes from you. It's just phenomenal. So begin. They're asking you to begin. So in other words, if you want to write a book, but you're not, you know, the thought of writing a book just makes you want to vomit or something. Consider writing a blog. Consider being like just a contributing editor, like sending an article or sending a blog or putting your thoughts on Facebook or whatever next step. In other words, take a next step. Whatever next step feels most comfortable, because what you're going to do is kind of like almost like baby steps. You can work through your comfortability of it almost looks like watching yourself emerge and being comfortable with that. So just watching that, oh my gosh, you know, my name's there on a blog, and oh, that's okay, or my little article's there. Or, you know, so you sending messages to somebody, or, you know, like whatever it is you do, you know, send emails to your friends with like the snippets of what you would put in the book, you know, that would be useful to them. Anything, and here's the crucial part of it, is so that you get to witness you and to be okay with it, to start to learn to breathe through it, to see yourself, kind of coming out and learning how to be comfortable with it, to be comfortable with it. So they're saying that baby steps would really help you. That, you know, the thought of the total vision, it just kind of folds. It kind of folds in and of itself. So kind of take yourself where you are. And a little bit like the advice that you gave to Michelle regarding the dog, you know, to love it where it is. It's like love yourself where you are as you take those steps, but take them, take the baby steps. I know that sounds so simple, but they're saying it's going to work. It's going to work. So for the book, do that. Send little things to your friends, do it in publication, do a blog, you know, put it on Facebook groups, whatever makes sense to you. Do a little meetup group, like whatever you want to do. To start getting comfortable with that. Okay, now the thing about the teaching position, you're having trouble writing your...
I have a resume, but this is for Vita about, and I've taught, but I've come substituted and it wasn't, I had co-taught class, but I've never taught my own, but mm-hmm. I teach all the time. So I'm trying to write what I do in a linear way. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
It's not working well for me.
Okay. And say your first name again, please.
Sarah.
And say it one more time, please.
Sarah.
So you can call an angelic support. They're saying that you can get some ghostwriters to assist you with that. So don't feel like you have to do this alone. In other words, the linear Sarah does not have to complete this task. You can work together as like a group whole, as a group consciousness. So when you go to sleep, just, you know, hold the intention that your guides, your angels, whatever, are going to be helping and supporting you with this process. And then, goodness, how do I want to say this? Like whether when you first wake up or after a meditation, just to kind of brainstorm just ideas that could be helpful. In other words, instead of like trying to write out whatever it is you're writing, to just kind of have like a free flow session of different ideas. And so as you just open it up to your like intuitive wisdom without any pressure of does it feel right or not, it's sort of like telling a writer who has trouble beginning, just start writing, you know, like pretend nobody's going to see it. Don't worry about grammar. Just get it out. My feeling is you're going to start doing some kind of, I don't know, like automatic writing or spirit's going to be helping you in getting some of those brainstorming ideas. And that they're saying it's actually purposeful for you to learn to do that. Because you're extremely intuitive, and what you're learning how to do is to merge with that. In other words, to drop linear Sarah. So basically, to have that Christ presence or the divine self that's kind of merging with us. It's definitely merging with you. And they're saying that's the holy point of this time period, is for you to start being one with that. And you're actually doing excellent. I mean, you're just doing an amazingly wonderful job with that. And that as you understand the power of that, you're going to start using that higher presence in all domains of your life. You're not going to be like, oh, I can use it here, but then I can't use it here. You can use it 24/7. And they're saying that's really the holy point. You're fantastic. I mean, you really are. They're telling me you're a fantastic teacher. So you can trust spirit to help you get that job. You can help because you're going to be serving, you know, spirit wants you to be the teacher. So you have to know that from the beginning that spirit's on your side. And you can count on that. But it is about you merging with your true self. And they're saying you're actually doing a great job. It's giving yourself permission for that to kind of live and breathe in who you are. Now I use my intuitive side, now I use my linear side. They're saying what you're working on doing is living from that higher place all the time, and that's going to help you. And they do recommend you doing whatever way you want to do it, whether you do a blog, whether you do a meetup, or you send emails, doing something to get started with that communication. Because they say it's going to help you. It's really going to open you. And kind of somehow it leads to your further development. Does that help?
So much. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome so much. You're fantastic. I mean, you truly, truly quite gifted. So they want me to leave you with this. The world would be missing a wonderful resource if you don't continue to bring through your higher self. The world would be missing a wonderful resource.
I'm on it.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I just want to say thank you to Sarah for bringing that energy, that message through to me. Thank you.
I almost like went out of my body. I could just see my dog and feel him, and I had no idea what happened. But your dog just wants love. It's doing the best. I mean, this dog is like crazy energy wise. It's awesome. Like, if seriously, I mean, whatever love you can give for whatever time, like, it just, I want to cry. It's so sweet.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right, Sarah, I don't even want to say best of luck to you, because it's just divine. Can't get the word, but it's just unfolding in divine timing, and you're just on a beautiful path. So I'll just leave you with that. And thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye, honey.